of the 90s. Come on. Sucker MCs and the sucker niggas posing like they hard when we know they damn call. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we all the herbs, so sit back and like me. Inhale,
inhale.
My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires hold the female's dreams. I'll be the abstract, poetic, representing the queen. Socially, I'm not a name. Black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga, first is used down in the deep south, falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, tummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy, but I don't. Neither does the youth, cause we him. Adversity, it goes right with the race. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop. Yo, you know the rest of sucker niggas. Niggas, niggas, I throw the sucker in the front. Both of us that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the suckers in the front. Both of us that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both of us that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, hey yo, Shaheen, take us the fuck out of here.
All right, profanity warning once again. That was Sucka Nigga by A Tribe Called Quest. Preceding that was the song that it sampled called Red Clay by Jack Wilkins. And that first half of the show was all songs produced by the producer named Q-Tip, who is one of the most loved and beloved producers in hip-hop. Partially because of the way he pulls his samples out and the way that he can layer all these other instrumentals and things on top of it to create these very interesting, very unique beats. One of the things that I always find kind of sad about hip-hop is the way that sometimes profanity can prevent people from kind of looking deeper at it and looking more into the social commentary and the other kind of ideas that are in it. So that song is, especially if you kind of listen more closely to the lyrics, is very explicitly about the idea of this word coming from the South and, you know, the harm that it brings to the community and the harm that other people see in it, but the way that hip hop and young black people embraced it and kind of the reclamation of the word for better or for worse. So that song is, you know, definitely one of the most on-the-nose representations of why people don't always like rap music. First, for this half, we played The World Is Yours by Nas, also produced by Q-Tip, that sampled I Love Music by Ahmad Jamal. Ahmad Jamal is one of my all-time favorite jazz musicians, and though that wasn't the song that introduced me to Ahmad Jamal, it was another one that, you know, first introduced him to me, and then after that, I fell more and more in love with both hip-hop and Ahmad Jamal himself as an artist. So, in a lot of ways, I have to thank hip-hop for introducing me to that artist. And after that, we heard Giant Steps by Joe Pass, which was sampled by Q-Tip for a song called Let's Ride. A super fun, very interesting and infectious song. Now we are going to the second half of this, which is all songs produced by J Dilla. Now this first song, Saudade Vim Currendo, is by Stan Getz and Luis Bonfa, featuring Maria Toledo. And this song is part of how I came to love both bossa nova as a genre and Luis Bonfa as an individual artist. this is such a beautiful song, and this album is such a beautiful album. But I just after I heard this song, and then I found the album, I just couldn't get enough of Bossa Nova, and I really do have to thank J Dilla for taking this sample and turning it into something that was so interesting and incredible to me. So the song is Saudade Vem Correndo by Stan Getz and Luis Bonfa featuring Maria Toledo, and the song that will follow it, which samples it, is Running by The Far Side. This is another content warning before we get into the next song. Please be aware of the profanity.
Can't keep running away. at a nigga like the lift. For no reason at all, I can't recall her niggas rolling C's in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school eating chicken at 3. Wondering why is everybody always picking on me? I tried to talk and tell him, till I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with scrapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock a nigga out, but now in 95, I was surviving as a man on my own. Fuck around with fat lip, yes, she get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown, but when it's on, then it's on.
Up on his own, can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze, please. They got problems of their own, therefore they count on 7 chicken shits. Don't get to heaven till they face these fears and these fears on. Used to get jacked back up in high school, I played it cool just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck killing to helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am really low key. Still the key, holy self got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form for free. Said I'm gonna get something before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow with the breeze. In other words, just a freeze, yeah.
Switching any positions with me, cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining, cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is hella straining to the brain. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away.
Side. That was Over a Beat, built by J Dilla, who was one of the most beloved hip-hop producers of all time. And the beat contains a sample of Saudade Vem Correndo by Stan Getz, Luis Bonfa, and featuring Maria Toledo. And I have to say that, like, if there is one hip-hop beat that I've always loved, it's that one. That is just a beat that is so... To me, it's both driving and it's kind of simple, but it's also very interesting in a way that I just love listening to it. And I think it's a great introduction to J Dilla. If you have never heard of J Dilla, or if you've never had the opportunity to listen to any of the music that he produced, and he produced quite a lot of it, and it's why he's so beloved. So the next song is The Look of Love by Barney Kessel. Of course, this is a cover. And the song that will follow it is also called The Look of Love, Part 1, by Slum Village, again produced by J Dilla. This is Matthew at CJSF 90.1 FM with a hip hop and jazz breakdown. Once again, we have a content warning. Our next song will contain swearing.
What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your bit. What love got to do with it? SSV is all bullshit. You know what love is. Say it with me one time.
You know what love is.
Be on some love shit.
You know what love is.
Be on some love shit. You know what love is. And to the bitches that love dick and masturbate, no need for that. And get down with rap, say word. What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSB, it's all bullshit. You know what love is. Say you with me one time. You know what love is. You know what love is. You know what love is.
The motorbike have been slept on for a long time. It's time for me to put my Mac down. But in the meantime, let me tell you about a bitch name. The woman looks so good, she make you masturbate. Come into my life, let me show you how I operate. My name is Rasul, but you can call me a gigolo. My teacher name is, you know how we roll. I had a lot of shit to do back in the Astro.
By 10, nigga, come back to Earth.
What can I do for you back in this bitch? Coming through with my new suit. Nigga looking fly, cause you know we got a lot of loot. When I'm on the mic, a nigga throw down his blunt just to hear what we say up in this bitch.
You know what love is. Say it with me now. You know what love is. What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSV, it's all bullshit. You know what love is.
T3 is on the love tip.
You know what love is.
The S is on slug tip.
You know what love is.
T3 is on slug tip.
You know what love is.
She said I wanna get down with the SSS. Certainly, let me teach you splendorness. Buzzing the Virgo, you were scandalous. Your fragrance got me losing consciousness. Your stance got me unbuckling my fucking pants. Spending clouds of finance on a $2 romance. Take the dick to the tip. Get a lick, tell a bitch. That's the shit, so eat a dick. You need to just give me your clip. That's how I get nasty like an old porno flick. Oral sex got me caught up in the coward bliss. So tea drink, I should drop this dick between the tips. Yes.
You know what love is. Say it with me now. You know what love is. You know what love is. What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSV, it's all bullshit. You know what love is. Say you with me. You know what love is. You know what love is. You know what love is. You know what love is.
All right, that was The Look of Love by Slum Village, as produced by Jay Dilla. And that was built on a sample of the song The Look of Love by Barney Kessel. And I think that, like, all of the songs that I've tried to pick for this have all been songs that I think really demonstrate just the incredibleness of the producers featured, Jay Dilla and Q-Tip. But in particular, I think that The Look of Love is just, it's such an interesting and simple flip of this original sample. And it kind of builds on some of the other ideas that we're starting with Running. Now, this next song also would be sampled by Jay Dilla. This song is called Dream Flower, and it's by Tarika Blue. And it would be used for the beat for Didn't You Know, done by Erykah Badu. And a story that I had heard, I don't know if it's actually true, but allegedly what it was that Erykah Badu had always wanted a Jay Dilla beat, and she had wanted to make one with Dilla. So she comes to Jay Dilla's house. He basically just says, look, go over there, there's all my records, pick one that you want. And she just snatches a record up at random, and he says, all right, pick a song. She randomly points to this song, and he makes with this one of the greatest and most beloved beats as far as most hip-hop heads are concerned. So this first song is Dream Flower by Tarika Blue, and it will be followed by Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu.